This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, we do love to support local artists here on Joy, and this next young lady, she has been doing music for years and years and years. She released her debut single, Why, last year before. It was all over Joy. We loved it, and she even performed at our Radiothon launch party last year. So, a big welcome to Sammy Paul.
How you going?
How are you, love?
I'm exhausted, but it's all good. It's all good.
It's good to have you in again.
Thank
you. Because, of course, the new album... you're working on the new album, and you've also been touring with a bit of an 80s legend, Majura from the 80s band Ultravox.
Mm.
Tell me, how did that come about, first of all?
My manager called me, Scott, and said, do you want to do Majura? And I went, I didn't know whether it was for the cover band or what, and I thought, you know, the album comes out in 2 weeks, I should really do it as an original artist for once. And maybe do a cover to suit Midge's style of music. And then we did both dates. We submitted our stuff and they went, yeah, look, that sounds great. And we were in there. It was about a week before. Like, we only knew a week before. So we had to get the show pretty much on the road, which was pretty full on. His fans were fabulous. Like, they were so lovely. And because we were electro and we were, you know, we were trying to, we did like a Gary Newman cover, our friends Electric, and mixed it in with my stuff. They really loved it, and it was so keyboard orientated. And
now, you love the 80s because, of course, I love it. We grew up in the 80s.
Absolutely.
And so what got you started in music, Dawn?
Belief and just something I needed to do, and looking at artists like Madonna and
Cyndi Lauper,
ABBA, whoever, and just thinking that would be kind of cool to do that.
Those influences came in your music as well. I mean, people like Kim Wilde and Kershaw, who are touring here this year.
Tell me about it. I was going to do that tour.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to be her backing vocalist on that tour, and now Nick Kershaw is bringing out his band to back her as well, so we missed out on that one. But but you know what? That's okay. We found out about that before Midura, and I had Midge, and I was just focusing on that as well. And but you never know. Maybe we could do Sammy Paul before Kim Wilde or something.
You also find an 80s covers band. You do a lot of corporate gigs as well. Is it good to do your own stuff?
It was really, really amazing. You know, I'm really at home with covers, but this time around I did one cover and six of my original songs, and it was really easy for me to remember my original songs, and then the cover songs I was like, I don't know where to go. So it was a different gear I shifted in, I guess, but it was just amazing to watch people and what they liked about the music, and I really didn't think anything of all about it. And then I ran out the front to put some flyers on Midge's merch desk, and people were chasing me and going, oh, you're really great, and da 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 da, and that was really cool. So it was really different.
Let's play a track from the album. This is a new single. It's actually been remixed by Mr. Pete Hammond, and he was behind all those, like, he's remixed Kylie Minogue and Bananarama and Rick Astley, Dead or Alive. This is the new single from Miss Sammy Paul. This is 24 Hours on Joy. Sammy Paul on Joy 94.9. Melbourne singer-songwriter. That's her new single, 24 Hours, remixed from mixmaster Pete Hammond. He's a great remixer. He's remixed that track for Sammy. Now, Sammy is my special in-studio guest this morning.
Mm-hmm.
How did the recording of 24 Hours come about?
Peter Wilson and Chris Richards wrote that song, and they had that in their backlog, and then he sent it through as an email one day and said, oh, maybe you like this song. And I went, like it, I love it, this is the one, this is the song. And then we recorded it, I think, that Sunday. And it was pretty much changed a little bit with the vocal because I wanted to do a lower vocal to start with. It wasn't going to be in the chorus pitch. And I said, I want it to be a little bit darker in the vocal. And, of course, the Pete Hammond treatment obviously makes it a lot brighter and dancier, which is great. But I really like the original version as well. I like both.
How was recording the album for you? You obviously recorded a lot of songs for the album.
Yeah, I did. It was really easy. You know, I went in and did a song or two songs a day. You know, it took 20 minutes or 30 minutes. It was quite quick. When you've got a studio guy that can record your vocal quick, it's just up to you to do the stuff quick. So I'm trained to do that. Yeah, that's right. And then there was just a bit like, can you put this into it or feel this a bit more? Or, you know, Peter would just look over it and then it was all done.
Now, our listeners would know your track Why and the last single, Give Me All Your Money, which was great tracks here on Joy 94.9. Why did you decide to go with Why as the lead single? Because that's a great track.
I think the record company wanted to go with Why and Pedo. It just came out the best. It was a fabulous opening number for me to introduce me. Why was just a really strong song. And we had so many people on board that wanted to do remixes of it as well, which, and it just kind of happened that way.
And Give Me All Your Money is such a fun track. I love that
track. Yeah, that was the one that went down live the best when we did the gigs.
A bit of a piss take for reality TV, which was, and one of your friends, Brian Mannix, was in Dancing with the Stars and is in Celebrity Apprentice this year as well. So has he been a good support for you?
I mean, I don't see him that often very much, but Brian is a little bit like me where he just does not take himself so seriously, but he does, you know what I mean? We like to play it down and then give the goods out, you know. But Give Me All Your Money was a real dark horse because we did that at Doncaster Shopping Town and they loved that because I would explain the story about the reality TV and sort of say, you know, it wasn't a positive thing. And you could see them listening for the lyrics, wondering what it was about. So it was awesome.
On this new album, you've worked with Peter Wilson. He is a Melbourne singer-songwriter and producer. Matt Pop, who is based in the UK, and of course Pete Hammond. What was it like working with someone like Pete Hammond, who you've probably been listening to when you were younger?
When I was a girl,
I know, it's an amazing experience.
Yeah, well, it was just basically we sent him the vocals and he did the treatment around the vocals. So we just got it in the end, and Pete sort of communicates a lot more than I do with all of them, but I did send Pete Hammond an email. But of course, it's great to work with world-class producers. You know, it means you're doing something right, and they're actually going to, because they're not easy to get. Like, they're not going to go with just everyone and do a mix, you know. You actually have to have something about you, I think. I don't think it's all about it. Because they're so experienced, it's not all about where the next dollar's coming from. They've already got the money, you know.
My special in-studio guest this morning is Sammy Paul. Her new album, 24 Hours, is online right now, so make sure you check that out. There's more with Sammy coming up next on Joy.
I can't. Have you already listened to the record?
I have.
Yeah, you're
to the
on
album.
The pulse, baby, aren't you?
Of course. That is Sammy Paul. That's here. A track from her album, 24 Hours. It's called Hold Me In Your Arms.
Yeah. Cute track.
The album, 24 Hours, is online right now. So support local artists and get yourself a copy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.